Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
It's Midweek Motivation, and joining us, it is Pastor Terry Nightingale from Southern River Church of Christ. Terry, how are you going?
Good, thanks, Giselle. You good?
I'm good. A bit lonely, if I'm honest. I mean, Beck's away today.
Yeah.
She'll be back again tomorrow. So I'm glad you could keep me company, Terry.
Always a pleasure to do that.
Hey, what's been on your mind in the past week, I guess?
Well, I thought I'd share something that I was talking to our folks over at Southern River on Sunday. And it's a bit of a psalm. If anyone's interested in the number, it's Psalm 42, and it talks about somebody's going through a tough time. And there's this phrase in there that I just really jumped out at me, and I thought, maybe there's something there, you know. So it sort of starts off. Actually, it's quite a well-known psalm. It says, "As the deer pants for streams of water, and my soul longs for you." You know, and it's like this guy that's saying, "Oh, you know, I really need God. I could really do with God helping me at the moment. You know, I really would like to sort of connect with God. I really need Him at the moment." And he talks about remembering stuff, you know, when life was better. Talks about things I remember as I pour out my soul, how we used to go out with the multitude, going to the house of God. And it sounds like he had better days in the past, and he remembers those days, and he says, you know, I wish things today were like they used to be, but now life sucks, you know, and there's a lot of stress in my life and stuff's going wrong, you know. He's kind of pouring out his heart and soul to God, you know. And then and then he kind of starts speaking to himself. He says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? You know, put your hope in God." So it's like he's sort of talking to himself.
A little pep talk.
Oh, come on, you know. Yeah, a bit of a pep talk to soul. And, you know, pull yourself together, mate, you know, and you know, put your hope in God. So he's trying to kind of persuade himself to sort of in God, you know. And then he just says this, and he says, "Deep calls to deep," and that's like this really weird phrase of four words: "Deep calls to deep." And different people who have written about this and commented on it have said different things about it. But one of the things that somebody wrote really resonated with me, and they were reckoning that when we go through tough stuff, when we go through hard things, you know, sometimes we say, "Oh, you know, God, where are you?" You know. Trying to make sense, you know, why, God, are you allowing this to happen? But he's saying deep calls to deep. In other words, when we go through deep stuff, maybe there's a gentle whisper from God calling us to say, maybe now's the time to really just dig into God. Mm. You know, things may be difficult. Things may be difficult to understand. Stuff may be just hard. But maybe that's the time to really just dig into God. And, you know, if you can, just find a place where you can be on your own. Find a time where you can be uninterrupted and just pour your soul out, pour your heart out to God, and read His Word. In other words, when it says deep calls to deep, it's like deep stuff in our lives, deep stress. God uses that to call us into deep communion with Him, to hang out with Him for a bit longer, maybe. So, you know, that's what I was sharing to my folks on Sunday. And, amazingly, people said to me as well, I really spoke to me for that, you know.
Yeah. And I think it's very topical as well, because you mentioned earlier, you know, if you're stressed, you don't really know what's going on. There are so many questions around at this time. I mean, you know, what's happening in the world with COVID? I think a lot of people can find themselves going, wow, you know, I need to sit there and, you know, deep calls to deep, sit there and just seek God in these moments. So I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
One take-home point for someone driving home right now, what would that be?
God's always got time for you.
Brilliant. Terry Nightingale, Pastor Terry Nightingale from Southern River Church of Christ. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. If you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.